Module 9, Supply Chain Groups. Supply chains are complex relationship among groups that interact to move goods, products, and services from suppliers to customers. In most instances, supply chains operate like networks rather than linear chains. Additionally, the relationships are more like partnerships in which members share risks and rewards. The type of groups involved in supply chain management include suppliers, producers, customers, and customers' customers. In this module, we'll look at the role of each group, the suppliers. The supplier in a supply chain is actually where the chain begins. The supplier provides raw materials and unfinished products that are converted into finished products and goods. The supplier can also be the beginning point of a stream of information. The supplier may also have suppliers or partners who provide raw materials. The producers. The producers are the members in a supply chain who design and manufacture the goods, services, and products. The producers work directly with suppliers and customers as well as other third-party firms such as financiers, market research, technical consultants, delivery services, and distributors. The producers also must maintain adequate inventory levels and efficiencies in production to meet customer demand. They must ensure they produce quality products at a reasonable cost. The producers have a great responsibility within the supply chain since customers may deal directly with customers. The customers. Customers are the parties in the supply chain who purchase the products, goods, or services. A supply chain can have many customers. For instance, a producer is a customer of the supplier. Intermediate partners are customers for each other. In the supply chain, the customer's demand drives production and inventory levels. Forecasting is based on the customer sales. Customer and consumer are interchangeable terms. The consumer and supply chains choose the type and quality of purchases, as well as select the appropriate suppliers. The customer's customers. The customer's customers in a supply chain are sometimes referred to as final customers. They are the parties who purchase the final products, the consumers. For instance, the customer's customer for a producer may be a wholesaler or retailer. The customer of the retailer is the general consumer or ultimate customer. A big job of product developers and marketing is to influence the behavior of these customers. Case study. Telecom One is a leading telecommunications equipment firm. Their product portfolio manufactures relatively expensive, highly engineered products that lack some features of their competitors. Telecom One is at a pivotal point in its business in terms of how it will move forward. In a recent podcast and press conference, its CEO indicated the firm is at the brink of stormy weather. As the company struggles to keep abreast of industry changes and respond to customer demand, it struggles with high supplier costs and excessive inventory levels. Moreover, many of its processes are currently spread across a large enterprise, which affects lead times.